final segment for Inside Agriculture of the week. Let's get right down to it, shall we? Several farmers and ranchers are voicing their concerns about farm labor with their elected officials. Chad Smith has a firsthand account from Capitol Hill.
U.S. agriculture is still facing an uphill battle in finding enough labor for their farms. Mike McCarthy, a specialty crop grower from Oregon, recently spent time on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., sharing his experience with this issue to members of Congress.
We're in a fruit growing area, and we grow apples, pears, and cherries, along with a lot of other farmers in that area. It's what you'd call labor intensive agriculture. Most all of our work is done by hand. Over the years, we've tried to hire non-Hispanic workers in the area, and that's never worked very successfully. We are 100% dependent on immigrant labor now.
He said one of the main topics discussed with elected officials is the steeply rising cost of labor.
Our big concern is the adverse effect wage rate, which seems to be escalating. This is the rate we pay agricultural workers that we bring up through the H-2A program, and that wage is escalating at a greater rate than inflation. About 60% of our costs are labor. With the high adverse effect wage rate, it's becoming very difficult to be profitable.
He said many lawmakers don't understand how difficult farming is right now, and that's why it's vital for farmers to speak up.
Commodity prices have not risen significantly in a lot of commodities over time, but our costs have increased very drastically over the last 10 years, and it's becoming more and more difficult to really raise food in the United States, and I think it's a long-term conversation that we have to have.
You can learn more at fb.org/labor. Chad Smith, Washington.
And in other news, another Chinese national has tried to smuggle biological materials into the U.S. A Farm Journal report says the materials were related to roundworms and intended for studying at a University of Michigan laboratory. This is the third Chinese national charged by the U.S. federal government in a week. Criminal complaints from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Eastern Michigan says Chen Zhuan Han is charged with smuggling goods into the U.S. and making false statements. U.S. Attorney Jerome Gorgon Jr. says, quote, the alleged smuggling of biological materials by Chinese national from a science and technology university in Wuhan, China, intended for use at a University of Michigan laboratory, is part of an alarming pattern that threatens our security. Continuing with, quote, the American taxpayer should not be underwriting a PRC-based smuggling operation at one of our crucial public institutions. That'll wrap it up for me today here on Inside Agriculture. Have a very blessed weekend.